Hello everyone and welcome to my podcast. Today we're going to spend time talking about negotiating in sales. Negotiations in sales is all about perspectives and expected outcomes. Getting other people to see things from your perspective whilst listening to their own viewpoint in an equally respectable manner is very key to acquiring and retaining customers, to managing and growing profits, and to building meaningful relationships, which we all agree is very critical for any business and any salesperson. However, we all have to recognize that it can be very daunting and in some cases frustrating. Now, for serious and, confident negotiators, it is important to develop strategies that would help both parties feel like they have actually achieved what is expected or what it is they set out to achieve. First of all, let's look at the major skills that is required for you to be able to effectively negotiate in sales. The first is, of course, your active listening skills. When going into a negotiation, you have to be able to listen carefully and observe behavior. This is when it becomes important to pay attention to the IQ levels and the EQ levels of the people that are recruited into your sales force. They have to be people who have the ability to read behavior and understand exactly what is not being said that should be said. It's also very critical that you have very good problem-solving skills. The ability to look very analytically at problems and dissociate yourself from the problem would go a long way to helping you whilst negotiating. You also have to be very persuasive, verbally and non-verbally, by your actions, by your smiles, by your demeanor, by the approach to which you take on whilst you are negotiating. You also have to be very clear and able to negotiate, understanding your products, understanding your proposition, and understanding your organization, and having the ability to communicate that effectively. Also, in order to be a successful negotiator in sales, you have to be very respectful and very patient. Also, maintain a very high level of professionalism. And again, I have to repeat this, control your emotions, and you're able to achieve this by making sure that you separate yourself from the issues at hand. You have to understand that your counterparts are also human beings and they are more than just the sale. So they have their feelings, they have opinions, they have values, they have backgrounds that influence the way they see things and the things they say during the negotiation. Now, to solve this problem, you need to step into their shoes. Imagine the situation from their perspective. And when you are negotiating with somebody who is being very firm, in their position, ask them, exactly how things are working out for them. This would allow you to understand and gauge their point of view more clearly and probably help you to avoid, trying to blame them or push things that you know will not be acceptable to them. It's also very critical in negotiations that you actually prioritize. What are those things that you can let go of? And what are those things that you are adamant about that cannot be, cannot be thrown off the table? And when you do that, you also then need to start small. Look for little areas that you know will present little or no challenges and be quick to get those off the table. Achieve some quick wins. Let me tell you what that does. It makes you feel good and it makes your counterpart feel good. Both parties feel like they are achieving wins and they are more amenable and open to further discussions and further conversations around the more difficult topics. So learn to prioritize. Prioritize what is important to you and make sure that you keep those for further discussion down the line. you once again need to make sure that you make your counterpart feel appreciated. So walk into the negotiation session with a plan to be collaborative, with a plan to, you know, build a relationship and keep it going. It shouldn't be a situation where it seems like you're going to war and, you know, you have a fixed point that must be, you know, must be accepted by the other party. No. You have to know the things that you cannot let go of, yes, but that should be kept close to your chest. When walking into the negotiation room, you should come in with very open and flexible views in order to understand and accept what your counterpart is also bringing to the table. Very importantly, you need to stay calm and relaxed quite a number of times. The salesperson is very quick to start to give out, you know, to give offers, to provide discounts, to give you concessions and all of that. Probably, most likely because they are anxious, you know, and they would like to make sure that that sale is closed. Yes, you have to close the sale, but you must close the sale in such a way that it provides for a win-win situation to your organization and your customer's organization. So this is very, very important. Now, before you even go into that room, we need to be clear about something. A negotiation is something that you prepare for. It is impossible for you to go into a negotiation without having prepared effectively and expect a positive outcome. So it's very critical. And how do you prepare? You understand exactly what the elements that are up for negotiation are. You have worked internally and gotten full buy-in from your organization, your management, your leadership about what concessions can be made and at what point each of those concessions can be brought to the table. Then you have a full strategy session on how to position that particular negotiation deal. Now, let me explain to you something. We have what is known as a key account management structure, which usually comes into play when you are speaking about enterprise-grade opportunities and customers. In some cases, the negotiation might be started by a particular salesperson, but completed by the sales leader or sales manager. The plan around this should be effectively strategized before negotiations begin. And when you're done with coming up with the right strategy, you need to practice. You need to practice internally. Ask yourself those questions that you believe your customer would most likely ask you. Someone in the team has to play the devil's advocate and ask those questions, those very difficult questions, and make sure you have the answers to them and you know where you will stop. What presents a no-deal situation for you? Because at the end of the day, you walk into a negotiation and you want to get the best out, but so does your counterpart. So you must be clear about what presents the end of the road for you in that conversation. And so it is very, very critical that you pay attention to what the elements of a win are for you and what and how they are prioritized. Now, finally, I would like to end by saying, in preparing for a negotiation session, bear in mind that you are going to walk through these stages. You're going to prepare, and you're going to have the information exchange between you and your counterpart once you get into the session. Then there will be the bargaining, which is a very critical bit of it. And that is the bit where you do a whole lot of listening. Allow the customer to speak. Try to put yourself in the customer's shoes. Understand where they are coming from. Listen for what is not being said. And based on that, know how to present yourself. Do not be in a hurry to put all your cards on the table. Once you are done bargaining, then you get to the conclusion part. And when you conclude, you prepare to execute. And that is when you know you have achieved success on the negotiation table. Remember, There are rules to negotiation. There are practices and methods that you need to put in place to make sure you have a successful negotiation. But don't stick to the rules. Remember, your counterpart is human, and therefore, you also need to be human. Read your environment and be alert to the points that require your stepping. Till the next podcast, keep selling.